Zuck's big decision, Facebook to decide on reinstating Donald Trump in the coming weeks. By Lucas Nolan on January 3, 2023. Facebook is considering reinstating former President Donald Trump to its platform, with a decision to be made in the coming weeks. Facebook executive Nick Clegg is reportedly overseeing the decision-making process for Mark Zuckerberg. This creates the awkward situation of a former UK deputy prime minister deciding on the free speech rights of a former American president for a US-based company. CNN reports that Facebook, now known as Meta, is in the process of deciding whether or not to allow former President Donald Trump back on its platforms. According to a spokesperson, the company plans to announce its decision in the coming weeks. A specially formed internal working group at Facebook, consisting of leaders from various parts of the organization, is currently evaluating the decision of whether or not to reinstate former President Donald Trump on Facebook and its other platforms. This information was provided by a source familiar with the deliberations. Members of the internal group reportedly include representatives from internal Facebook teams, including public policy, communications, content policy, and safety and integrity. The Financial Times was the first to report on the existence of this working group. Former President Donald Trump was banned from Meta's platforms, Facebook and Instagram, following the attack on the U.S. Capitol in January 2021. Initially, the ban was indefinite, but it was later modified to a two-year ban, set to expire on January 7, 2023. At that point, Meta will consider allowing Trump back on the platforms. Facebook spokesperson Andy Stone told CNN that the announcement about Trump's return to the platform will occur in the coming weeks, meaning that it is unlikely there will be an announcement about Trump's ban by January 7. Nick Clegg, Facebook's president of global affairs and former deputy prime minister of the United Kingdom, is reportedly overseeing the decision to allow Trump to return to the platform. In a blog post in June 2021, Clegg explained how the company would consider allowing Trump to return to the platform, stating, "If we determine that there is still a serious risk to public safety, we will extend the restriction for a set period of time and continue to reevaluate until that risk has receded." In December, two Democratic lawmakers urged Facebook to keep Trump suspended from its platforms, citing his recent posts on Truth Social as evidence that he would likely violate the company's policies if given the opportunity to return. The Democrat lawmakers argued that Meta should maintain Trump's suspension in order to protect its users. California Representative Adam Schiff and Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse wrote in a letter, "For Meta to credibly maintain a legitimate election integrity policy, it is essential that your company maintain its platform ban on former President Trump." Based on Meta's own statement on standards for allowing Trump back on the platform, his account should continue to be restricted. Read more at CNN here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.